Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Logical Soul Talk. My name is Mike Craig, and I'm your host of this Weekly Talk radio program. And this is a show where I get to either interview some very bright, interesting guests, creative people, or talk about subjects near and dear to my heart. Now, today it's a little bit of both, because during this 30-minute program, I'll focus on a subject I find fascinating, that of the logical soul, branding from the soul, and how it works. The specific topic tonight is going to be called Branding from the Soul, and I'm going to go a little bit over that. Now, I must apologize. Tonight we had scheduled as our guest Dr. Brenda Wade, psychologist, author, and hostess, but she had some critical business come up, and she could not make it, so I want to apologize for that in advance. And instead, I've asked several people to be on the show. It was the last minute. I could not get other guests, and my wife, Brigitta, graciously agreed to come on the show with me. She's actually got a very interesting story to tell, and I want to bring her into the conversation and allow you to see how Branding from the Soul got started. And actually, it got started with her, and I just want her to be a part of this discussion and let you know some of her experiences. Now, a little background. As a chiropractor for many years, I discovered that most people, including myself, have an underlying pattern of what I call hidden decisions that we made as small children or picked up from our parents, our teachers, or even our ancestors. And these subconscious decisions form our reality and affect our motivation and our destiny. Consequently, these hidden decisions can either propel us to greatness or lead us to self-sabotage and failure. Now, quite by accident, many years ago, I discovered I could access and change these hidden decisions to allow amazing results to happen in my own and other people's lives. And actually, it's helped save our marriage, as my wife Brigitta is fond of saying. So, but I also discovered that it helps with cash flow, and it helps discover your passion so that you can get the cash and attract the cash and the business and the customers to you. And you can get more information on the website, logicalsoul.com. And tonight in particular, I want to talk about another launch that I'm starting, and it's starting today. It's called passiontocashvideo.com. That's www.passiontocashvideo.com. And I'm going to be mentioning a little bit more about that as the show goes on. And I would like for you to go there and get a free video of my number one tactic that will show you how to turn your passion into an avalanche of cash. Now, the topic tonight I want to cover a little bit more in detail. As I said, this is sort of an impromptu session because my scheduled guest was unable to make it, Dr. Brenda Wade. However, I hope to get her on sometime in the future. Tonight, however, we're going to talk about a plan to discover your own passion and your inner wisdom. My goal in this show, as it is in every show, is for you to walk away with something valuable, something powerful that you can use in your life and add to your motivation and nourish what I call your seeds of success. Now, listen to the show and take notes. And after about 10 or 15 minutes, I invite you, or you can call in sooner if you like, to the number 347-843-4544. That's 347-843-4544. And press 1 to raise your hand, and I'll be happy to call on you. If you just want to call in and listen to the show, just dial 347-843-4544 and just listen. Or if you're listening online to this podcast, welcome to the show. If it's after the show date, then obviously you can't call in, but we welcome you. And you're welcome to listen to previous programs that we've had. They go back at least a year and a half, and there's quite some interesting stuff there. So hopefully this is one of them. So I want to bring online my wife, Brigitta Craig. Can you hear me, Brigitta?
I can hear you.
Hi, Mike. You're a little bit delayed. She's sitting right next to me, but she's on the phone, so I get a little bit of delay hearing her and then hearing it on the phone. So bear with me if there's a little technical difficulty, but I don't think so. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, very well. Thank you.
Oh, great. And I hope I don't break up. Sometimes with these headphones, it breaks up. So if you lose me or it goes to dead space, if you're listening to this on podcast or over online, the reason is sometimes my headphones get a little bit funky on me and they go dead. But if you bear with me, hopefully it'll come back within a few seconds. Now, the topic is branding from the soul, and I came up with this because there was an event that happened, actually with you, Brigitta. It happened many years ago, back in the early 90s or mid-90s. I think it was, 94, 93, 94, something like that, where you were working as a salesperson with a computer company. And you want to talk about that story or tell me what happened and what transpired and how we got through that?
But I was used to working very hard. Growing up in Germany, that's just what we do. We work hard. And you mentioned I don't make very much money, and I felt kind of insulted that you even mentioned that. And after a few weeks, I looked at that, and I looked at the amount of work I do and the money I made. And you asked me if I would like to increase that. And I didn't know if it was an option for me at this point. But yes, I would like, but how do you do that? Without even working more. And I remember the first session, you asked me to commit, if I'm committed to my work. And I did not know I was not committed. But I remember the next month, I made 50% more in sales.
You're breaking up a little bit on me, so probably need to speak directly into the phone.
Okay, let me try that.
Yeah, try that. That's a little better.
Okay, so anyhow, the number was that I made the very next month, I made 50% more in sales. And over the years, my desire to make money, it just was there. And what I did was I watched every little thought I had why I can't make money.
Hmm.
And it's a very different to hear hidden thoughts or hidden programs.
Decisions.
Decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Hidden decisions. It's very different than really listening to these little thoughts one does have all day long.
Mm-hmm.
But there are reasons I would not share them. One is shame. There's another one.
Fear, survival.
Fear, yes. It's just a given. You live with this little thought and you would not speak them. But we made an agreement that we share our little thoughts.
Well, as far as the technique goes, I remember that breakthrough that you had, and it was almost instantaneous that we had a session.
It was instantaneous.
And then almost the next day, you went out and started earning all this money, and I mean, you paid off the house, which blew me away, which I was just really floored about that. And it just made me realize that, yeah, this stuff is powerful because it contextualizes hidden decisions that, like you said, you may be ashamed or afraid of or something, but most of it is you don't even know it's there. You don't even have access to those decisions.
No, you do not have access to this. You just don't. You take it as a given.
Mm.
That's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So hearing the words, hidden decisions, it's like my mind hears it, but it doesn't. To translate it to my life is very different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Translate to my life means I have to hear to my little thoughts I have all day long, like, oh, no, you're not good enough. No, you will never do it. Thoughts like, who do you think you are?
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. And then speak them. You know, you do not, they are not normal conversations, but you
mm-hmm.
speak them. You have to, I was just committed.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you were. Yes, you
yeah.
were. So, anyway, what I got out of that session was, holy crap, this stuff works. And if I could just package this in some way so that it could work for everybody. Well, in addition to that, you also talk about our marriage. We wouldn't be together if it weren't for this work. We did a lot of work with relationships. So, yes, this work does affect relationships. The particular course I'm talking about, however, tonight is called Branding from the Soul, and that basically comes from your passion to, in this case, earn money to do a business, to do a small business, whatever it is you want to do. And so, like I said, the logical soul affects all different branches of life, all different areas of life. But as I said, tonight we're going to focus on the money-making aspect and bringing out the passion to make that money. Why do you think, I know the answer, but I want to ask you, why do you think that having a passion is necessary for success in business?
Because of commitment. I have to be committed. Yeah, that's all I know, commitment.
Okay. Could you not have passion without commitment? Wouldn't commitment have to do with a decision based on that passion? Or, I mean, commitment, yeah, is definitely there. I mean, there's a certain type of authenticity with passion, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
Where you're reaching down, you're coming from who you really are.
Right.
And
right.
So in a sense, you're basically becoming committed to who you are. And I remember the statement I used when we first got together, what was it, the difference between what was the phrase, integrity and
duty.
The difference between duty and integrity. A lot of times we act on duty. A lot of times we do things because we're so-called committed to doing them, because we've set a task, we set a goal, and we say, I have to do this. And that's duty.
What's the right thing to do, right?
Right.
The right thing to do.
Or we think it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Integrity, however, is the duty is the promise you made to others, essentially. Integrity is the promise you make to yourself. And that's a deeper type of duty, a deeper type of commitment. But both of them involve passion. Really, the only passion comes from duty to yourself, or the integrity. That once you get into integrity and you start seeing that there's something that you love to do, and you actually start going toward that thing which you love to do, then that passion begins to shine. At least that's in my experience. I've noticed that happens.
Yeah, it's like an authenticity, being authentic, who you really are.
Mm-hmm. Right. And from that, there sort of arises a passion to make things happen in the world.
Right.
Right. And like what would happen with you, I mean, there was a passion. Not so much for selling computer parts and this and that. You didn't even really know what you were selling half the time, because you just knew there were parts and you were in there. That tickled me. But the fact of the matter is, you knew it was a business. You knew what you needed to do. It was a person-based business. You dealt with people. And
My thing was that I did not want to be held back. My commitment was to not be small, but to be the best I can be, whatever it is.
Right. Right. So your passion in that case would be what? What's your passion, and how is that manifested for you?
Just to be the best I can be, with excellence.
So there's sort of a drive for excellence.
Yeah.
It just is it's the basis of who you are. And so when you reach down into that integrity, who you really are, there was just really a drive, and I see this all the time, by the way, this drive to be excellent. And you're always doing that. You're always cleaning up. You're always making things. You're always cooking. You cook like a master chef, and you're sort of creating these little masterpieces. And this drive to be excellent is more than just the money, but you have it throughout your life.
It gives me a lot back. It's not because I need to do it, like cooking, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, you were someone who liked to go to restaurants. You didn't think home cooking meat is such a great thing. But I just love to nourish us, and how I do it, so cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do this with everyone. I do this with my customers and with everything I can. It feeds me.
Mm-hmm. Right. I want to share a little bit now, talking about branding from the soul and coming from your passion, how this actually... You know, we mentioned how it came about, and we mentioned an example of how you developed your passion, or how you came to that point. What was a breakthrough, for example, that made you realize that you were stuck? Do you remember the particular decision that held you up, or there was something about that? I think I remember, but I wanted to see what you thought about it.
I had no access to it, so... Only when you helped me to get to the place, I saw the decision was either I'm a poor person, a good person, or I'm a rich person, a bad person. Now, in my mind, intellectually, I would have never thought that. Actually, I spoke against it. My father gave me that idea. And I said, how can you even think that way? If you had more money, you could visit me more often in America. You know, he lives in Germany. So in my mind, I did not think this way. But that decision did run me. I want to be a person of integrity, therefore I couldn't have money.
Uh-huh.
So only when you got to the place where I saw that I made this decision, or I got this decision,
from that point,
I could change it.
Uh-huh.
But I couldn't have thought myself there. You have to go back to the place when you made a decision, or when you got them at that time, like when
you were moving forward.
And it is very important to understand that if I would have, I would have thought myself there, but...
Right.
Nope.
It's not, if you didn't have access. And that's what we mean by access. So,
yeah.
So part of the technique when we do the logical soul, I show first of all there's a whole series where I go into how you manifest things from your basically from a thought until it actually takes place. We go into the process where that happens. Also, we talk about how that error creeps in, where the error in that process takes place, and how it creeps in. Once that is covered, then we go over. Different ways in which those errors come in. So there's a whole couple of weeks of lessons where we go into how the errors manifest themselves, either in faulty concepts or in decisions that were given to us by our ancestors or our parents, or that we picked up, and it's just so intimate a part of our thinking that we don't consider it to be anything but that. In other words, this is considered our basis of truth. And a lot of times our basis of truth is also based in, like we said earlier, survival or fear or shame. And so if that's the case, then it's very difficult to get access to those particular decisions, particularly if they're there to hold our consciousness in a place where it feels like it can't survive if it releases this information. So the whole process of the logical soul, which is the first part of the course, is to go in and find out what is it that is holding these decisions. First of all, what are the decisions? Secondly, what is it that are holding these decisions in place? And thirdly, do I have access to change these decisions? And fourthly, going in and changing the decisions. And the phrase I like to use most often is only the one who made the decision can change the decision. So if this came from your ancestors, for example, you have to go back and have a conversation with ancestors. And, you know, a lot of times if they disagree or they don't want to change it, sometimes you have to go above their heads, so to speak. And sometimes that involves going to a higher deity or asking for grace. There's different ways and techniques of doing that, but it's all very practical. This whole course, Branding from the Soul, is a very practical approach to going into your head, rooting out those decisions that are locking you into poverty or into lack, changing that around, and then having you come out. And once you come out and have the consciousness and the fears erased or changed, by the way, this is not hypnosis, this is not NLP, this is not, the types of things that go in and program the mind. We're not looking or interested in programming the mind because that treats the mind or the subconscious like a thing. Essentially, what we're doing is we're having conversations with beings, and these beings are the ones, they're actually living, breathing beings in our consciousness. When we have conversations with them, these decisions, these hidden decisions that we normally don't have access to, suddenly magically begin to change. And I want you to understand how that happens and get a taste of how that happens. Finally, when we change the decisions, then the second part of the course is to give you the tools that you need in order to take branding from the soul, from that passion, out into the world so that you can have an idea that, oh, this is something I can not only am passionate about, but I can actually make money doing it. It's something like you had this feeling for excellence, like you wanted to make money. There was just that feeling of excellence. Suddenly it just exploded, and you paid off the house. And I was like, holy cow, this works. And not only that, but you continue to make good money. You continue to build on that. I mean, obviously it ebbed and flowed a little bit. But by and large, I would say that you're so much more rich in the way you conduct your affairs and your business now than you ever were before, I would say. So... And that's what I want everybody in Branding from the Soul course to get. It's a six-month course. To get a taste of that, go to passiontocashvideo.com. That's passiontocashvideo.com. And enter your name and email address, and I'll immediately give you access to that free video, which gives you the number one secret tactic that I use to turn your passion into an avalanche of cash. And do that, and then you'll also have an opportunity to get a free CD. I offer a free CD. It's an 80-minute interview I did with Ed Steele on another radio program where I go into depth more in, about the course. In fact, I cover all seven tactics that I use to convert your passion into cash, and you'll have an opportunity to get that CD. And so don't delay. Do that now, unless you're listening to this radio program live. We've got about 9 minutes left, so after 9 minutes, run, don't walk, go to www.passiontocashvideo.com and sign up and get your free video and sign up to get your CD as well. We don't have any calls in here, but my wife wants to say something, so go ahead, Brigitte.
Yeah, the beauty was I actually wanted to pay the house off. That became suddenly my heart's desire. And so I had the desire, but I had no idea how to do that, you know. But suddenly, it felt like the universe was with me. At first I got this desire from life, and then I got the tools how to do it. Because I did the work. It's like your work took all my obstacles. I could remove them. And it was such an experience to watch the universe help, assist, make it possible. Mm-hmm. I could have not done that by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me, I just felt very, very humbled that I'm part of this universe. It was...
Right.
It was a prayer. That's all I can say.
You know, you bring up an excellent point, Brigitte, and that is that when you change the hidden decisions, I mean truly really change these I call them archetypal or hidden decisions, then something miraculous begins to take place, and that is the decisions not only change for you and your physiology and your consciousness, it also changes with that connection with the wholeness. In other words, the universe, you're plugged into the universe at that level of decision. So when you're changing that decision, it's almost like a prayer. The universe hears you, or God hears you, or whatever, however you want to phrase that, and then begins to bring to you those benefits or those gifts. The Huna calls it raining down benefits that the high self gives to us once the low self, meaning the subconscious being, prays to it or asks it for a favor or links into it. So that's very interesting. Yes.
And then for the next 2 years, then I watched. So once I had this experience, which was awesome. I mean, it was really in awe. It didn't keep that way. Only when we found the ancestors, that my ancestors did not support me in making money. Mm. When we found that and we worked on that, the income becomes stable.
Mm-hmm.
So. We walked it.
Right. And this took us, what, about 18 years to figure all this out? So what is going to take place in Branding from the Soul is that you'll get all these tools within the six-month course. So it's a fantastic compression of stuff that took us, like, forever to figure out. And I just give you the tools and the techniques necessary to push through these barriers and these obstacles to change these hidden decisions so that your life can actually turn around and you can experience a transformation, not only in consciousness, but in physical results, and also provide you with the tools to make those results happen. For example, I've got experts on marketing, internet marketing, motivation. Let's see, who else? We're going to have Darren Jacklin is going to be talking about some of his stuff, which is how to manifest just about anything. Kelly Cole will be bringing some of his expertise on internet marketing and how you can actually put your business online and start creating money from that. C.F. Jackson will be providing some marketing expertise. And I've got a host of other people who will be contributing, hopefully Raymond Aron, who will be providing some video on some of his tremendous techniques on goal setting and manifesting. So it's an entire course. The whole six-month membership is really designed to take you from nuts to bolts, from soup to nuts, so to speak, from the beginning of consciousness to the external reality that you become successful in business. Yes?
And, Michael, the difference between Logical Soul and other work is that I did other work just before, and people are very successful and they tell you what to do. And then you try to copy them, and it doesn't work. And then I thought, well, I did something wrong. This Logical Soul, until a person gets what he or she desires, he's just not done. And then when he's stuck, he has us, and we can unlock it. And it's very individual and it's very personal.
Mm-hmm.
But a great story for each person to get their own story, to get their own hidden decisions. It's a wonderful way to walk.
Right, right.
But the proof is in the pudding. Unless you get what you want, you're not done.
Right. Yeah, and so this whole process is a process of unfolding. It's not like seminars or workshops that you go to where you get a whole bunch of information and then you go home and you practice it and then you get good at this information or this technique or whatever. That's certainly involved, but the technique is involved with transformation. So what takes place is a whole inside-out approach where you start from the inside and then the outside begins to develop as you begin to be successful. And the interesting thing is this first course is going to begin October the 4th. I'm going to open up the membership site for the general public. But you can sign up now. Actually, you can sign up now by going to logicalsoul.com /branding.html before October 4th. And if you sign up now, you've got an opportunity to get like huge discount. And I won't tell you how much because my wife will get mad at me. But there's a whole lot of it in there for you. So go ahead and sign up there. But really, you'll also get the information if you go to passiontocashvideo.com and sign up. You'll get the free video. You'll get the opportunity to get the CD. And also, you'll be on the list where I will notify you about this other place that you can go and sign up and get these huge discounts. Be a part of this training course, this six-month course. The beginning one, October 4th, 2010, is the very first one that I'll be doing online. I've done them live with a small number of people, but this will be the first one I've done online with a larger number of people. So there'll be teleclasses. There'll be opportunities to see a great amount of video, training videos, practice a technique, get the downloads, the transcripts, things like that. So also an introduction to the Logical Soul, which I'll be putting on there. Just a lot of information, just oodles of information. I basically went overboard and just threw in the kitchen sink and the refrigerator and everything else, so they get it all. And I'm not going to say how ridiculously low the price will be, but my wife will get mad at me. But go online to passiontocashvideo.com and sign up now, and you too will be notified. And we've got a couple of minutes. Do you have anything you want to add? Speak in the microphone, see?
She's thinking.
How much? You're speechless. Well, thank you so much for being on the show at this spur-of-the-moment invitation, and thank you for coming to the meeting. Yes?
I do have a question. Tell me, so when people sign up and they get stuck, do they have access to you?
Yes, yes. This first course, they'll have a lot more access to me than they will in future courses. However, there will always be an opportunity to get access. There'll be weekly teleconference calls where people can call in. They can answer questions there. That'll be the minimum. There'll also be email support, and possibly I'll throw in some other things as well, last-minute bonuses. So that'll be...
What about workshops?
Workshops will be available. Of course, I'll have to add a little extra to the fee because workshops will cost me to put on. But I'm probably going to have the first workshop in Atlanta. And people who want to come to Atlanta and take part, there'll be a huge discount for the members, for the people who are already members of the Branding from the Soul course will obviously get first chance and big discounts based on the fact that they got in first. So that's it. It's an opportunity that very few people have, and take advantage of it. Yes?
Because I bet stuff will come up when you work on your project, on your desire. Stuff will come up, and... I mean, it's good to have telephone conversations, but I think when you have these trainings one-on-one or these workshops.
Right. The workshops are important. However, the techniques I'm going to give you, you can use with yourself or with a partner, and that's going to be extremely important to be able to do these techniques on yourself or with a partner. And so I want to make sure I train you on that specifically so that this is not even a question. Now, we're about to end. Next week, I'm going to have Kelly Cole, who's going to talk about internet marketing and branding for the soul, starting with the branding part, which she's an expert on. So stay tuned next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Kelly Cole, Michael Fresh, Logical Soul. Okay, so we're still online. You hung up, so there's nothing else to add unless you want to talk into this microphone.
No.
Okay, so I guess we're going to end the show now. Thanks for calling. Go to PassionToCashVideo.com to get your free video on the number one secret tactic I use to turn passion into an avalanche of cash. Thanks. This is Michael Craig with Logical Soul Talk.
What is screen? You can have it on screen.